In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today is the feast of Saint Cyril of Alexandria, and he has, by all the necessity standards of our holy Catholic faith, earned himself a great title, the Doctor of the Church. He, when the Roman Empire was and the Christians therein were persecuted under Emperor Julian the Apostate, it was Saint Cyril who courageously defended the Holy Catholic doctrine for which we hold so dear, and it was Saint Cyril who gave our generations as well the courageous and heroic defense against Nestorius, who was putting down the glory and honor of our Divine Mother Mary. And Saint Cyril was also one who courageously and with great eloquence spoke how holy sacrifice of the Mass is truly a sacrifice of propitiation. He once wrote to the same Nestorius whom he opposed that proclaiming the death according to the flesh of the only begotten Son of God, that is Jesus, and confessing his resurrection from the dead and ascent into heaven, we celebrate the bloodless sacrifice in our churches. By defending the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the honor of a Blessed Virgin Mary, as well as all the Christians during the time of persecution, Saint Cyril is truly one of the beacons of light among the saints of the Holy Catholic Church. He is the one who has defended Mary, who has defended Christians, who has defended the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And when we remember all the glorious martyrs throughout the all ages who have given their lives in defense of these doctrines, we should be very diligent, we should be very careful that we always in our lives hold these same doctrines and in the same as a same kind of precious jewels as Saint Cyril of Alexandria did. He was the bishop of the famous Egyptian city of Alexandria, which was the center of all the learning and all the so-called earthly wisdom of this earth. But he held always that the greatest wisdom in this world is to follow God, obey his commandments, and defend the doctrines which Jesus Christ himself taught and passed on to holy apostles. Let us always remember the sacrifices of the past generations of Catholics so that we are as eagerly zealous and eagerly brave as they were to also pass these same doctrines of salvation into new generations, and we will be doing so as long as there are people on this earth, and therefore also as long as there is God's grace on earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.